She's author of a book whose title is an homage to Abbie Hoffman's Steal This Book.
Jenny Ingram.
The name of the book is Steal
Coming up next.
This Book. Amen. Janine Garofalo. Janine!
Yeah. She's on her way to the stage.
Thank you. Hello. 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 Hi, how are you? Hello. Wow, I'm very popular. Hello. I'm very popular. Thank you. I was just asked by a gentleman on the side of the stage. He said, "Are you nervous? Do you speak much?" And I thought I had been doing it every day, but perhaps this is a different type of speaking that I will be investigating right now. But nothing is funnier than stand-up comedy in a coliseum behind a podium. So this should be very, very entertaining behind this podium in a coliseum. But anyway, so there's a lot of talk going on about giving power to the common man. My problem with this is that the common man thinks Howard Stern is pretty funny. So let's not go willy-nilly giving power out around here.
Yeah.
Power in the hands of the people, but the people are busy making Mr. Deeds number one at the box office right now. So let's be careful where we give our power.
Thank you.
Let's make sure they talk to Jell-O first before they take some power. So anyway, some of the things I wanted to talk to you about, if that's okay, is we're all sharing in the joy of Bush's colonoscopy. So as long as we're all enjoying the wonderful journey, the fantastic voyage into George W. Bush's lower GI function, I would just like to announce to everyone here that I suffer from irritable bowel syndrome. Thank you. Thank you. I just thought it was the right time to come out about that and identify as an IBS survivor. I do indeed have irritable bowel syndrome, so your reaction to me is very, very important to all of us. So, as is the mainstream media's want, they will marginalize this rally. So, anybody on stilts blowing bubbles? Anybody who's trying to organize a Dungeons & Dragons Power Weekend, anybody who is into wizards and their inner goddess, please stay away from mainstream media outlets. Because the mainstream media will make sure they interview people that even Howard Zinn would be irritated by. They will only talk to people that Noam Chomsky thinks is an asshole. That's what the mainstream media will do. They will find the guy with orange dreadlocks on stilts and talk to him about Ralph Nader. And that will be how they cover this event. Because the mainstream media only seeks to marginalize us, only seeks to make us look foolish for...
Tell it like it is, sister.
Can you believe what assholes we are wanting democracy? What a pack of losers. But I've heard about democracy. I wonder what it'll be like when we have it. That will be exciting. That will be truly exciting. I can't wait. That'll be very, very exciting for all of us. And I think they should change the Pledge of Allegiance to One Nation Under Corn God. That's what I like. I would just like, because that's one of the primary gods we had many, many thousands of millions of years ago, was the Corn God. So, Ronnie James Dio? Okay, this one guy wants an under Ronnie James Dio. That's another rally. That's another rally in New Canaan that you have to go to. So, also in the way that it marginalizes today on Gay Pride Day, a wonderful day, a fantastical day. But the mainstream media will only cover Gay Pride insofar as they'll show a guy in a gold lamé bikini snorting coke off the back of a small child. And that will be how they cover the Gay Pride Parade, so that everybody's parents and people in the suburbs go, "See, I told you. Those are homos. That's what they do. They snort coke off the backs of children. That's what homosexuals do." Okay, So what else can I tell you about? I was very sorry to see Politically Incorrect go, because, boy, I'll miss Ann Coulter and Ted Nugent. I'm so pleased that they had a forum to speak, Ann Coulter and Ted Nugent. And I've thought about people like them and Charlton Heston and Jerry Falwell and Pat Buchanan, why they're so pro-gun and so pro-hunting. Because they can't actually shoot homosexuals, feminists, the dark-skinned people. So they like to encourage hunting and pretend that it's other human beings that they can't identify with. But boy, Ann Coulter sure wears short skirts, and that makes her controversial. So, now, a thing about George W. Bush, and here's the weird thing, is when I go to mainstream comedy clubs, as soon as I mention George W. Bush's names, you get cheers, crazy cheers from people. And if I start mentioning anything mildly dissenting about him, people start booing me. Because people prefer their slave-like mentality. They enjoy their little womb of ignorance where he's like a great guy and I'm unpatriotic. They love the idea that we are unpatriotic and somehow he's doing the right thing. How could a man, I mean, what blows your mind is when you all of it, and time prohibits me going into all of it, but if we can just use this as a springboard. A man so inarticulate that I get nervous when he speaks in public. I actually find myself pulling for him. Like, he's so inarticulate, I actually feel sympathetic and feel like, oh, you can do it. You can, oh, come on. I feel like a mom watching my child at a school play. Like, George, we went over this. You can do it. Evildoer. Say it. Evildoer. Evildoer. And he even has that little surprised look when he does make it through the sentence without a glitch. Like, he has that little, like, kind of bemused, like, oh, I didn't stumble once. Like, it flows, and he actually is articulate. But you would think that in any presidential candidate, being articulate might be a nice first step towards a positive candidacy. You know what I mean? You would think that would be one of a grasp of the Queen's English might be a nice thing. But the thing is, I am not either pro-Democrat, anti-Republican, which obviously, I believe that both the contemporary, there's no discernible difference between the two parties. And the average Democrat and the average Republican don't give a flying fuck about the quality of your life. I would say they have absolutely a kind of a vague, low-level interest in the comings and goings of your life, I would say, at best. And that's me being very generous. But the thing is I just don't understand. I feel like sometimes sort of compassionate for George W. Bush because a man so out of his depth that he must have explosive diarrhea constantly. And I'm sorry to be so crass, and it's terrible to mention explosive diarrhea in a Coliseum setting. But my point is this. Hear me out. Picture when you're at work and you're a little bit in over your head, and you have a problem that arises and you just don't quite know what to do, and you get those Malox moment rumblings. Picture George W. Bush, who is so completely out of his depth and probably just sits at the feet of the Carlyle Group and begs Frank Carlucci to answer these questions for me, Frank. I don't understand why I'm here. Why am I here? Poor George W. Bush, he was just a guy in his mid-30s, drinking, enjoying being a rich guy's son, just kind of hanging out, maybe dabbling in oil. And all of a sudden his parents say, George, you got to marry this librarian and become a politician. Why? Why? Let Jeb do it. We have other plans for Jeb. Don't you worry about Jeb. You just happen to have the name George, and so you have to go do this thing of ours. And the thing is, it really is, I believe, this big kind of Carlyle Group pyramid on the back of the dollar with the eye thing that will reveal itself later. I believe the pyramid on the back of the dollar with the eye has something to do with this, but I don't have the hard data yet. But I think that he was just, like I said, this hapless guy that just was content to dabble in oil, then he's got to marry this librarian and become a politician, and then he has to go through the whole rigmarole of having the vote scrubbed in Florida. And the whole time he was probably thinking, like, oh, I don't even want to be president anyway, Dad. Please stop helping. And then, of course, he thinks he's going to get a reprieve because there's the recount debacle, and he goes to his ranch and a boil pops up on the side of his face. Or, as I like to refer to it, a carbuncle of grief. Because what it was is all his inner angst and ennui, all the times he couldn't see. The whole reason he's president is because he can't talk to his dad. There's a lot of pressure that's going on in that family, and they're forcing George to do things he's just not ready for because he's a straight C student. I think Dr. Phil needs to get in there and do some work. Gotta get Dr. Phil to talk to George Sr. and Barbara and just show them that you got to name it to claim it. Gotta stop pushing their son. So anyway, so he gets a carbuncle of grief, which is all his inner angst and ennui from high school made manifest. This problem with his dad started in Little League baseball, went through Pop Warner football, snowballed all the way to a national crisis now. He's president because he can't tell his dad that he just can't do it and he doesn't want to do it. So the thing is he has this carbuncle of grief, which he's praying turns into a portal through which he can escape. He's hoping that he can crawl through, leaving just a husk behind, the chain he can carry from room to room in the White House and do things that way. But actually, I heard he's going to continue to get colonoscopies and facials and keep transferring the power. He's going to get facials and back rubs and scalp massages and pedicures and microdermabrasion. See, this is a difficult job here. Here's another thing where I feel sorry for George W. Bush being out of his depth. He has to call Israel and Palestine every day. And I picture him in the Oval Office on the phone like this every day going, please let the machine get it. Oh, my God, please let the machine get it. Oh, shit, I so don't know what's going on. I so totally don't know what's going on. I know that we didn't allow Jews in the club growing up, and now I don't understand my support.
Oh,
and it always fascinates me when politicians stand at podiums like this and say, the American people are not stupid. Since fucking when? All right? Have you ever seen Temptation Island or listen to Morning Drive Radio, perhaps? Yes, that's right. We're so intelligent. This culture is a hotbed of intellectual banter all day long. Listen to Morning Radio or Drive Time Radio. I can't believe how cerebral everyone is. It's just really wonderful how intelligent we are here in America. Or if you're doubting me and think I'm being cynical, do yourself a favor tonight when you go home and you're channel surfing, if you do watch TV, because I'm sure a lot of you will say to me, I don't have a television, or I don't watch television. Because that's the kind of people we have here today, the non-TV watchers. But anyway, if you are doubting the IQ level of the average American, turn on QVC, Home Shopping Network, and listen into a couple of phone-in testimonials of people that just can't contain their enthusiasm and they must phone to talk about the Delta Burke yoke front easy fit pants. They must phone to say how pleased they are that, hi, my name is Janice McClure and I'm calling to say that I love the Delta Burke yoke front easy fit pants. I've got the eggplant and khaki, and I can see that you got teal and a crew, and I think it's wonderful. And I'll tell you something, they were so wonderful. I've got kids, Caitlin and Molly Rose and Trevor and Connor and Spencer, and I just love these easy fit pants because I can get in and out of my SUV just quick as a wink, and I think it's wonderful. And I don't even care that all the convicted felons from the Iran-Contra scandal now work within the administration. Now, it doesn't bother me because I have these wonderful pants. I have these wonderful, wonderful pants. And I think they're just great for, I can dress them up with some faux pearls, and I don't mind about this preemptive strike. I don't mind that 90% of the globe despises us and, if given the opportunity, would annihilate us at any turn. So I think it's wonderful that we are just using more bully tactics and that George W. Bush is my mouthpiece. I think it's wonderful, too. So can I order more pants? I'm sorry, I have to go write a letter to TV Guide. Dear TV Guide, thank you so much for putting Touched by an Angel's Roma Downey on your cover. I just love good Christian values on my television, like that Walker Texas Ranger. I love the way his good lady friend almost gets raped on a weekly basis in a fine Christian manner. I think it's wonderful. I'm one of those intelligent people that the politicians talk about. Yeah, the thing is, it's so funny, is I picture anytime a politician says the American people aren't stupid, I picture other politicians behind a curtain laughing their asses off, going, go ahead, no, tell them how you can't pull the wool over their eyes. Say that one, I love that one. Because politicians depend on our ignorance and our apathy. They depend upon it. And the news, The mainstream news is complicit in this dependence. They make sure that you don't get any news with your news. You know what I mean? They make sure that you know everything about Robert Blake there is to know. They want to make sure that we make sure that Martha Stewart knows that we sure hate her. And you know what I mean? And the Enron thing, everybody's like, oh my God, Enron, what was going on with Enron? What went on in those board meetings? Do you know that you can actually see footage of an Enron board meeting? There is actual footage available. Have you ever seen Stanley Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut?
Ooh.
Yes. Eyes Wide Shut. That is actual footage of an Enron White House energy policy meeting. Yes. What is the password? Cadillo. What is the password? Rolling blackouts in California. Oh, my. So let's see. I think I'll wrap things up now. All right. Here's a... Just briefly, I want to talk a little bit about the Grammys, the MTV Music Awards, and the Billboard Music Awards, just briefly, if I could. Don't vomit. Now, the Grammys, what I find so enjoyable about the Grammys is they actually have the nerve to say the best of the best music has to offer. This is what it should say. Here's what the four corporations that own all the radio stations have decided that you love this year. Here's what we've decided that you love. And again, they depend on the fact that the average American doesn't give a flying fuck what goes in their ear hole. Apparently, they don't give a shit what goes in their ear hole. It's like, oh, Britney Spears, great. Whatever, bring it on. She wears a half shirt. She's awesome. The half shirt. Hello, ladies, the half shirt. But I just find that the Grammys to be, you know, and popular music has always been banal. That's what mainstream music is. It's got to appeal to the broadest amount of people, therefore it must be mediocre to succeed. That's a fact. That's the way it's always been. But popular music has gotten so bad at this point that people actually say things like, oh, well, I like Alicia Keys. At least she plays her own instrument. She's fucking supposed to. She's a musician. That's the gig, right? Music. You're supposed to play, right? It's not supposed to be an anomaly that you like. It's supposed to be part of the whole situation, you know? And I love the boy band. Boy band. That's such an odd thing to call it. I mean, unless you mean like band of merry, band of merry pranksters who'd otherwise be on Broadway. I mean, I don't know why they're a boy band. But I also thought that the idea behind... Well, actually, you would think that there'd be a moment of clarity at the Grammys or the MTV Awards. You know what I mean? That you'd think there'd be one sort of deathbed confession, like after NSYNC or Aguilera or whomever wins their award, that they would get up there and accept their Grammy and go, thank you for this award. I realize it's for volume of sales, not quality of content.
I actually don't
write music or read music or play an instrument or sing live, but thank you very much for this award. Although I think I should give this award to this machine here that keeps my voice on pitch. I would like to share this award to this pitch machine. Okay. I have more to say, but I'll just end it there. I have to go. I really have to go, but you guys have been wonderful, and thank you for supporting democracy. Bye.
Janine Garofalo here at the live People Got the Power rally.
Janine Garofalo! Amen.
The groupies are coming over to Janine right now, and they're gonna take her over, and they're gonna
children.
Oh, sign this. Oh, my God! Oh my God!